The following program is sponsored by God Shining Light.
Inspirational, uplifting, real conversations with Pastor Dixie Pebworth about things that are relevant to your life today. Presented by God Shining Light Church. Getting real with Pastor Dixie on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Getting Real with Pastor Dixie. We are so glad you tuned in to the radio show today. It is my blessing and my honor to have this opportunity to speak a word of life into your heart, into your situation, into your circumstances. Here on the radio show, we want to deal with real life situations, real life problems, real life circumstances that people out there in the world have to deal with every day. We want people to know that God loves them and God is for them. He is not against them. The greatest scripture in the Bible is, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And John 3:17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn them, but that through him the world might be saved." Praise the Lord. So it is through God's word that he desires to help people every day, to solve their problems, to empower them to overcome the things of this world, the darkness that may plague them, the circumstances or the situations that they may find themselves in. This is why Jesus came. It was not to establish another religion upon this earth, but it was to seek and to save the lost. It was to empower God's people as we receive that sacrifice into our lives and we become empowered to overcome the curse of this world, the darkness of this world, the problems of this world. Always remember, God loves you and he is for you. He is not against you. He desires to reach out and help you right now in your situation, in your circumstances. He desires to give you the victory and empower you to overcome whatever is coming against you today. On the radio show today, as we get started, I want to encourage everyone that's listening to me to get up and go to church somewhere today. If you have a home church, go and visit that church. That pastor loves you. He cares for you. He has a word that he wants to share with you that would give you wisdom or knowledge or understanding, something that may empower you to overcome the things of this world. And that local church needs your love, needs your presence, and needs your support. And they will be there for you when you need it. If you do not have a home church, you do not have a local church, then please come visit us at God's Shining Light Church. Come as you are. We want you to know we love you. It would be a blessing to have you come and visit us. We are located in Tulsa, Oklahoma at 9897 East 11th Street. And we have two Sunday morning services, one at 9 a.m., one at 11 a.m. We also have a satellite church in Skytook, Oklahoma, and it is located at 206 East 3rd Street, and we have an 11 a.m. service there on Sunday mornings and a 7 p.m. service there on Wednesday night. Also, in the Tulsa area, we have a Celebrate Recovery group that meets on Tuesday nights. Celebrate Recovery, they serve a meal at 6 o'clock. The main service is at 7, and small groups begin at 8. Celebrate Recovery is a 12-step recovery support program that helps people overcome their hurts, their habits, and their hang-ups, circumstances, and situations in this life. If you've lived in this world very long, believe me, we have hurts, we have habits, and we have hang-ups. And you will find a loving group of people there at Celebrate Recovery. So come out on Tuesday night and help support that. Wednesday nights, we have Getting Real with Pastor Dixie Bible Study at 7 p.m. We also have our youth group that meets at 7 o'clock. We also have full staff for children, nursery, young people's church. In that, come and bring your family. Come and visit and see what is going on at God's Shining Light Church. It is a blessing and an honor to be able to minister to the entire family. Also, on Sunday nights, we have Live with Pastor Jim. It's a Bible study that Pastor Jim puts together every Sunday night that empowers God's people, that blesses God's people, and helps God's people go through what they're going through. Worship begins at 6 o'clock and service is usually over by 7:30, 8 o'clock. It's a wonderful time in the Lord. So come and visit us if you do not have a home church. If you do, then go visit your home church. They need your love and they need your support. Praise the Lord. Well, let me give a shout out to all my listeners up at Dick Connors in Hominy, Oklahoma, who's tuned in to the radio show today. Also, all of those ladies over at TAF and Eddie Warrior. I just want to encourage encourage y'all today. Thank you for tuning in. I pray that the Lord will bless you in a mighty way. Also, let's don't forget all my Wings of Freedom clients who bless this radio show every week and blast out there on Facebook. It's time for Getting Real with Pastor Dixie. So get a cup of coffee and sit down. I hope you're enjoying that cup of coffee today. And then also, let's give a shout out to all of those that help make this radio possible through God's Shining Light Church. Praise the Lord. I thank God for all of those who love us, support us, and help us to be able to come and speak a word into your hearts today. Praise the Lord. Well, this week as we get started on the radio show, you know it is God's will to help people. There is a scripture in Psalms chapter 25, beginning with verse 4. It says, "Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you do I wait all the day long." You know, we want to cry out unto God and say, "Lord, show me your ways. Show me how to help people. Show me how to minister to people. Show me how to embrace people and help them to overcome the things of this world. Teach me your paths. Teach me your ways, O Lord, and lead me into your truth. Teach me what your will is for my life." And see, it is God's will to help people. That's what really gets me about some teachings out there today that begin to bash people, attack people, hurt people. It is not God's will. He commands us to love one another. The Bible says to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, soul, and body, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And God wants us to love one another. It was amazing. Jesus said, "This is how you shall know, or the world shall know, that you are my disciples, for your love one for another." And then throughout the scripture, as you begin, even in the Old Testament, but mainly in the New Testament, as Jesus began his mission upon this earth, whenever he spoke it out in Luke 4:18 and 4:19, that mission is still going on today. And the Lord said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me, he has empowered me to preach the gospel to the poor. And he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach and declare and proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Today is the day of salvation, and today is the day that God wants to help you or help others around you. We must be aware of the circumstances and the situations that are going on around us. If you are a Christian and you are living for God and you're serving God, God wants to work through you to minister to those people that are around you. If you're not a Christian today and you are listening to this radio show, then God wants to draw you into him. He wants to minister into you. He desires to meet your need and help bring healing into your life and help bring deliverance from the curse of this world, and then turn around and use you back into the mission field. The mission field is not in some third world country in another country. The mission field is right here in our hometown, right here in our neighborhoods, right here in our community, right here in those people that we come into contact every single day. If you are a Christian, God wants to use you to reach them. Sometimes in this life, Christians get caught up with judging people and attacking people and condemning people, but that is not the will of God. The will of God is to be there to help people at the right time, in the right place, and to help transform their life. And in doing this, God uses us to help make believers out of them. That is what the body of Christ and Christians should be doing all across the nation, all across the world. If the body of Christ would begin to work together and walk in love one with another, it would be amazing of how we can touch an entire world and change so many lives. It is not for us to bring judgment and condemnation upon people, attacking people. You know, it is for us to show the love of God. I thank God that he called me to be a fisher of men, not a cleaner of fish. And today on the radio show, we're talking about helping people around us. This may sound too simple, but it really all starts here. You have to show people that you care about them by taking an interest in their lives. Many Christians are so action-oriented and agenda-driven that they don't make people a high enough priority. They're always concerned about, oh, when they clean up their life and they stop sinning, I'll do this and I'll help them when they stop doing this and stop doing that. And the reality is most people's not going to stop doing that until they come to believe in a living God. People know right from wrong. And even if they're caught up in madness or caught up in circumstances and situations in the world, God is more than able to deliver them. You know, myself, I'm in a great position to have an opportunity to reach and to help a lot of people. We go into the prison systems and we help people that are homeless and we help people that are broken and that are hungry. And, you know, we really try our best to fulfill the commission in Matthew chapter 25 and to do what God wants us to do. And many times in my ministry or our ministry, we run across those people that are really in a big mess in their life. They have been destroyed. They have been distraught. They're either strung out on drugs or alcoholics, or they're caught up in perversion or in pornography, or, you know, in situations and circumstances that really judgment will condemn them and judgment will destroy them. And I understand that there will come a day, it's appointed unto man once to die, and then comes judgment. I understand that there is a judgment throne of God that we will all stand in front of one day. And I'm responsible for me, just like every listener out there listening to me, you are responsible for you. But how are we ever going to reach the lost if we attack them and condemn them before we even share a word of love or to reach out to help them? I have a lot of broken people that come to our church or broken people that come to our program. And if I would shun them and kick them out and run them off before I even have a chance to share the gospel with them, that's not doing anyone any good. We have had people of alternative lifestyles come into our program and come into our church, and I don't condone that lifestyle. I know that the Word of God condemns, or I say the Word of God really attacks, or it says, actually the Word of God says, it's an abomination for a man to lay with a man. It's an abomination to have that type of a lifestyle. But in that same chapter in Leviticus, it also talks about putting tattoos on your body. It also talks about gluttony and eating the wrong kinds of foods. And it talks about a lot of the judgment of God. And I want you to know, there's some people in that lifestyle that are miserable. I've ran into a lot of ladies who came out of prison who was involved in that type of lifestyle, and they've come into our program, and I just share with them, while you're here, you're not allowed to practice that type of lifestyle, and we want to be a faith-based program and abide by the Word of God. These are God's rules and God's guidelines, so we want to abide by them. And then I've noticed, as we begin to minister the gospel and talk to them about the good news of Christ and how God created them in the image of God and how God wants the good things in life for them, how God wants them to be set free from the madness and the torment of this life, that there's a time when a light comes on and they begin to want to seek after the goodness of God. In Romans chapter 2, verse 4, it says, it is the goodness of God that draws people unto repentance. It is not the threatening of God that draws anyone unto repentance. It is not fear that draws people unto God. It is faith that draws people unto God, and it's the Holy Spirit. Jesus said no one can come unto the Father lest the Spirit of God draw them. And that's why I struggle with certain preaching that is attacking and condemning people and destroying them right where they're at. A lot of the people in our congregation have been beat down, put down, distraught, and destroyed for so many years, looked down upon because maybe they didn't have a higher education, or maybe they didn't become successful in life, or maybe they got caught up on a wrong path or a wrong road and began to be attacked or condemned before they really even had a chance to live life. And I have seen some of these people come out of that lifestyle whenever the Spirit of God begins to minister to them. When the Spirit of God begins to draw them, they know that they know that they know inside their heart that something's not right. I learned this years ago when I got saved. I joke a lot and I tell everyone that whenever I got saved, I only had one thing to change, and that was everything about my life. But see, when I got saved, I knew that I knew that I knew there was certain things in my life that had to change. I had nothing good going on in my life at the time when I got saved. If God wanted to condemn me and God wanted to destroy me and God wanted to send me to a lake of fire, He could have left me laying on that floor in the Oklahoma City County Jail in 1987. But God saw something in me I never even seen in myself. He saw that given the right message, the right time, in the right place, it would draw me out of that darkness. I was miserable. And anyone who has that much sin in their life, they become miserable. Anyone who has missed the will of God for their life that much, they become miserable. You may be listening to me today, and you're sitting there examining your life right where you're at, and you are miserable. You are depressed. You are oppressed. You have guilt, and you have shame already in your heart. You don't need me to tell you you got problems. You already know on the inside of you that you have problems that need to be worked on and need to be changed. Well, let me encourage you. Bring those problems to God. Bring them as you are. Bring them to come and begin to get into the presence of God. Begin to worship God and begin to ask God, Lord, help me to solve my problems. Help me to stop feeling so miserable. If you say in your word, God, that you love me, then begin to move in my life. And I promise you, that's what God wants to do. You don't need someone to condemn you and destroy you. My God, the things of this world's already doing that. So why do you need me to know? What you want from me is to let you know there is a way out of that darkness. There is a way out of that madness. God's love for you is greater than any sin in your life. God's love for you desires to pull you up out of the madness and give you the victory over the darkness. You know, so many people want to attack whenever someone is broken or hurt. But let me encourage you, God desires to help people. He created us in His image. And I'm not talking about just the Jews. I'm not talking about just the Christians. I'm talking about the sinners, the publicans, the tax collectors. If you look at when Jesus came to the earth, He never made a prerequisite for anyone to receive anything from Him. Let's take a moment and look at the Word of God for a second in Luke chapter 15, beginning with verse 1. It says like this, it says, then drew near unto Jesus, all the publicans and the sinners to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receives sinners and he eats with them. Oh my God, can you imagine the religious people of that day that began to attack Jesus because he was hanging out with publicans and sinners? And then Jesus began to speak this parable unto them, saying, and this is in Luke chapter 15, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does he not leave the 99 in the wilderness and goes after that one which is lost until he finds it? See, God came, Jesus came to find us because we were lost. He came to show us the light and show us the way. And it wasn't just to the Israels or to the Jews. It was to God's entire creation. He loves us. He began at the fall with Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis. He began His plan to redeem mankind and to bring us back unto Him. So many people begin to attack. Well, whenever you sin, God leaves you. No, God does not leave you when you sin. He comes to you. He's the one that may bring a conviction in your heart and saying, hey, you know what you just did wasn't right. You know that you just told a lie, or you know that you just stole something, or you know that you're looking at that other person in a wrong manner. That's the conviction of the Holy Spirit. But that's not God coming coming to condemn you. Whenever Adam and Eve fell in Genesis in chapter 3, God didn't run from Adam. If you look at it and you go read the story, God came unto Adam whenever it was time for fellowship. God came to Adam and said, Adam, hey, Adam, where are you? Adam, where are you? And I know that it wasn't that God didn't know where Adam was at. God wasn't concerned about where Adam was at because he knew where Adam was at. But the question was, did Adam know where he was at? Did Adam know that he was in a fallen state and needed a Savior? Did Adam know that he needed help? It may be you today. God's coming unto you today, and he's reaching out unto you today. And he wants to know, do you know where you're at? Do you recognize or see that you may be in a fallen state or in a struggle or in a state of depression and that you need God working in your life? Well, that's what God did when he came to Adam. Adam, where are you? Adam, where are you? And then Adam responded, I was afraid. Why were you afraid, Adam? Because I was naked. And God said, who told you you was naked, Adam? And see, the knowledge of good and evil came in. But it wasn't God's will to condemn Adam. There was a curse brought upon this earth because God did not want mankind to live for eternity in a fallen state of being. And then the law came many, many years later and showed mankind his problem and that mankind, every one of us needed help. Every one of us need a Savior. There is none righteous, no, not one. We have all been born into a cursed world. We've been born into a fallen state of being before we even start. And because of that, everything that we do and every situation that we come up against in this world is in a darkened state of being. That's why God sent Jesus, to be able to open up our eyes that we may see, open up our heart that we may understand, and let us know that he came to seek and to save the lost and to redeem us. But it's not until we ourselves come into ourselves and recognize we need help can God move in. You know, you go on down in Luke chapter 15 and you have the story of the prodigal son, where God gave him all of his inheritance and he went out and spent it on partying and spent it on anything he wanted to, doing all the wrong things. And yet when the prodigal son, the Bible says when he came to himself, he realized that in his father's house, even the servants had food to eat. Even the servants had what they needed. And see, the father was looking for the son the whole time. He was waiting on the son to return. He was waiting on the son to come to himself. He wasn't condemning the son, attacking the son, and trying to destroy the son. No, he was waiting until the son recognized that he needed help in his life. And when he needed that help, that's when God came. And oh my God, whenever the prodigal son came home, the father had a party. The Bible says that all of heaven rejoices and has a party whenever one sinner comes into repentance and comes into the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus went to the cross, was to pay the price for the sin of the whole world to where you and I wouldn't have to. And then that, when you recognize that, then you can bring your sin or you can bring your problems, you can bring your mess to the foot of the cross and you can receive that sacrifice into your life wherever you're at. And the Spirit of God begins to be poured out inside your life. And he begins to draw us out of the darkness. He begins to work with us on a day-by-day basis to where he is able to transform our lives and create us into a new creation. We become born again. And the Bible says if any man or woman be in Christ, they become new creatures. And old things have passed away. And behold, all things become new. But how is the world ever going to see that if we don't reach out and help people right where we're at? I did a teaching a few years ago in our church. It said, you see the need, there's the call. If you're a Christian today and you're listening to me and you're going about your day, don't judge people. Do not condemn people. The Bible says, judge not, lest you be judged. For with the same measure that you judge others, you shall also be judged. So be careful with that. But in that, when you see a person in need, when you see a person that is hungry, or a person that needs clothing, or a person that may need shelter, a person who's trying to change their life, then reach out and help them. If you find a person that's in a broken state, they're hurting on the inside. Now, you got to be careful with that, because the one thing I've learned over the years is hurting people have a tendency to hurt people. But the way you approach it is based on love. The way you approach it is begin to allow them to tell you their hurt and tell you what's going on the inside of them. And then as they begin to share their broken heart, then you can begin to share your heart of how when you was in a broken state, how God came into your life and God began to move in your life. And see, that is preaching. When the Bible says there in Luke chapter 4, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel, realize that you are anointed to declare and to proclaim what God has done for you. Preaching the gospel is not standing up in front of 100 people and screaming and hollering and jumping up and down and declaring something. No, that is preaching. Don't get me wrong. But true preaching is one-on-one talking to someone and letting them know that God loves them. When he said to preach the gospel to the poor, now he's not talking about those only without money. The word poor, if you go back and read that, it says to declare and proclaim the good news unto the helpless and to the hopeless. Those are the poor, the ones who are in a broken situation, the ones that seem to be in a helpless situation or a hopeless situation. Those are the ones that he was talking about. Praise God. You know, my time has already gotten away from me here on the radio show today. I hope with all my heart I've spoken something to you that God can use to bless you today. Realize this, God loves you. He's for you. He's not against you. I pray you have a blessed week, and next week we'll see you, we'll talk to you again on the radio show. May God bless you, and always remember, God loves you. Getting Real with Pastor Dixie is sponsored by Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa, watering made easy by the professionals. Whether your need is commercial or residential, Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa is your one-stop solution. From quote to design to installation, from a broken sprinkler head to a complete overhaul of your existing system, they have you covered. Let them help you with all your watering problems. Do business with the pros. Call today at 918-592-5555 for your free estimate.